afternoon. This is Francis, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you our Listener Beware program. For the next half hour, you'll hear about scams, schemes, fraud, and ways to protect yourself and your money. Today, it's all about shopping with articles about dark AI marketing, Amazon Prime membership problems, catching return fraud, porch pirates, and what to buy before the overseas tariffs kick in. We start with Daily Mail. Amazon members are canceling Prime after shocking discovery by Stacey Liberatore, December 4, 2024. Amazon users say they are canceling their Prime memberships after a video surfaced claiming to show pricing was cheaper without it. A woman recently shared a TikTok video claiming she sent a friend an Amazon link for drill bits to determine if they were right. He says, "Yeah, get them. They're only $12. I'm looking on my end and it shows $16," she said in a TikTok video. The revelation came when she learned her friend was not a Prime member. "He gets a discount on the products. I have to pay additional," she continued. "I thought my Amazon Prime membership covered the 2-day shipping, but it does not. I find that to be fraudulent." The video, which has more than 100,000 comments, was flooded with people saying they canceled their Prime for that reason. Amazon spokesperson Maria Boschetti told DailyMail.com, "The information in this video is incorrect. Amazon does not increase prices on Prime purchases to cover shipping costs. We know saving money is important to people, and we work hard to deliver the most value possible to our customers, helping them save more and spend less when they use Prime and shop with Amazon. We take customer feedback seriously and are contacting the customer to investigate the customer's concern, and this article was published without first verifying the information in the video. More than 200 million people worldwide use Amazon, which data shows saved customers nearly $24 billion. Amazon's website states that Prime members get free 2-day shipping on millions of items and free 1-day shipping on more than 15 million items. Other Amazon members shared frustrations about their orders not arriving within the promised 2-day delivery. "Once I realized my purchases did not arrive in the time stated, I canceled," another user shared. Amazon was hit with a class action lawsuit this year that accused the e-commerce giant of failing to meet its stated guaranteed delivery for some purchases. However, a Seattle judge dismissed the case in June, citing that the customer had not shown how Amazon's delivery practices would violate Washington's consumer protection law. The lawsuit said Amazon met a delivery date for a purchase but missed the 4-hour window the consumer picked for their package's arrival. "It is not unfair or deceptive for Amazon to fail to abide by promises it did not make," Evanson wrote. But Amazon is still facing legal troubles with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, FTC, which accused the company of deceptively enrolling millions of online shoppers into the e-commerce giant's Prime service without their consent and making it hard for them to leave. The FTC accused Amazon last year of using manipulative, coercive, or deceptive user interface designs known as dark patterns to trick consumers into enrolling in and automatically renewing Prime subscriptions. Amazon has denied any wrongdoing in the lawsuit, which also names 3 of its senior executives as defendants. The 3 individual defendants, whose lives have been upended by the FTC's baseless and unjust allegations, are particularly eager to see those allegations fail and any delay further prejudices them, Amazon said in a filing last month opposing the FTC's request to push the trial back to July 2025. The lawsuit is among several federal and state government actions challenging Amazon's business practices. The FTC last year accused Amazon in an antitrust lawsuit of abusing its market power, in part by curbing the ability of its sellers to offer better prices on other platforms. And now from HuffPost, what items should you buy before Trump's tariffs kick in? Plus, advice on how to ride out any potential price hike by Brittany Wong, December 5th, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump announced that he'll impose a 25% tariff on all goods from Mexico and Canada and an additional 10% tariff on Chinese goods starting on the first day of his presidency. Steep across-the-board tariffs on imports, effectively a fee on foreign products, brought into the country have long been part of Trump's plan to bring jobs back to American manufacturers. The last time he was president, he put tariffs on solar panels, washing machines, aluminum, and steel. President Joe Biden increased some of Trump's China tariffs, adding stiff levies on electric vehicles, solar panels, and other products from the country. Looking at the new proposed tariffs, many economists predict that Trump's plan will likely make inflation worse and increase costs for U.S. businesses and consumers alike. Sharp tariff proposals could cause prices of apparel, toys, furniture, household appliances, footwear, and travel goods to spike significantly next year, according to the National Retail Federation. Trump's proposed tariff policies, especially at higher rates, would disproportionately harm middle and low-income Americans while failing to deliver meaningful economic benefits, said Monica Morlocco, an assistant professor of economics at the University of Southern California. Analysts estimate a $1,700 to $2,600 annual reduction in after-tax income for the typical U.S. household, with lower-income families facing the most significant relative losses, Morlocco said. This is because tariffs function as a regressive tax, disproportionately impacting households that spend a higher share of their income on goods, she said. For the median household, this would represent a 4.1% decline in after-tax income. While tariffs aim to promote domestic industries, Morlocco said that they tend to act as indirect taxes on consumers, with limited effects on employment. All that said, at this point in time, no one knows if and how Trump's proposed tariffs will go into effect, so don't panic buy any big-ticket items unless you really need them. There's still a lot of uncertainty about what goods might face new tariffs, and even when tariffs are implemented, their impact on consumer prices will depend on retailer pricing strategies, currency adjustments, supply chain adjustments, and the availability of U.S. substitutes, says Mark Haefeli, the Global Chief Investment Officer at UBS Global Wealth Management and the author of the forthcoming book, The New Rules of Investing. So, for instance, a 25% tariff does not directly translate to a 25% increase in the final product cost, Haefeli explained to HuffPost. Tariffs are applied at the dockside, whereas other costs like transportation, marketing, and retail space are incurred domestically. We estimate that a 25% import tariff would only result in an average of 10% increase in the final cost of product. Of course, how much of this cost increase gets passed on to the consumer depends on the retailer. While experts caution against doom spending, it is the holiday shopping season, and given all the deals around, some budget shoppers may want to take advantage of pre-tariff prices. Financial experts we spoke to shared a few items shoppers may want to buy before Trump takes office in January. Personal electronics like TVs, smartphones, and tablets. Vivian Tu, the host of the podcast Net Worth and Chill, and the author of Rich AF, The Winning Money Mindset That Will Change Your Life, said electronics are at the top of her pre-tariff buy now list. Items like smartphones, laptops, tablets, smartwatches, video game consoles, and e-readers. They are already a high-ticket item, and many consumer electronics are manufactured in China or use components sourced there, Tu told HuffPost. If tariffs are imposed, the heightened cost of production and increased import costs on components like microchips will likely be passed on to customers, meaning higher retail prices. Ed Berzitwa, the Vice President of International Trade at Consumer Technology Association, CTA, backed up TU's electronics recommendation. In October, Berzitwa's group released a study measuring the impact that Trump's campaign proposals to raise tariffs on products from China would have on popular consumer tech products. We found that a universal tariff of 10% and a 60% flat tariff on all imports from China will cause huge price increases for U.S. consumers, he said. Laptops and tablets are predicted to rise by 46%, video game consoles by 40%, and smartphones by 26%. Refrigerators and washing machines. Think your refrigerator or washing machine might be on its last leg? Now might be a good time to buy a new one, says Chip Lupo, a writer and analyst at WalletHub. Appliances such as refrigerators and washing machines are expected to see price increases of nearly 20% because of higher costs for imported materials like steel and aluminum, he said. Recent Trump tariff history backs that up. A study conducted by two researchers at the University of Chicago and a Federal Reserve Board governor found that washers cost an average of 12% more after Trump slapped tariffs on them in 2018, resulting in roughly $86 to $92 more in spending for consumers per appliance. If you do end up looking for a new fridge or washer and dryer, consider opting for an energy-efficient appliance to bank on the energy-efficient home improvement credit that's part of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. It allows homeowners to claim 30% of the cost of eligible energy-efficient improvements, up to a maximum of $1,200 annually, said Farnoosh Tarabi, a financial expert and host of the So Money. It's a generous federal credit that may go away during Trump's next term. Tools. If you've got money to spend and also want to build up your toolbox, get to shopping at Home Depot or your local hardware store, Hayfully said. Home improvement items like tools are often imported from China, and companies like Black & Decker and Walmart have already indicated potential price increases. Furniture. Most furniture from big-name brands isn't made in the U.S., so if the Trump administration slaps tariffs on imported couches and tables, that means higher prices for us, Tarabi said. IKEA has already announced that the tariffs will push its prices higher, as if buying and assembling a Hemnes dresser wasn't a headache enough already. Cars and motorcycles. If you're already eyeing a new car, you may want to rev up the process. As HuffPost previously reported, tariffs could have far-reaching consequences for the auto market since U.S. and European automakers rely on Mexico and Canada for car production, and China is the second largest source of imported car parts. Wells Fargo analysts recently estimated that a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canadian car parts could add about $2,100 in cost for each U.S. assembly vehicle, and cars produced in Mexico or Canada could cost $8,000 to $10,000 more. The automotive industry is heavily reliant on imported components, so tariffs on parts and materials such as steel would raise production costs domestically, while tariffs on imported vehicles would directly increase retail prices, Morlocco said. Even a modest tariff on these high-cost items could significantly impact consumer cost, so purchasing a car now or key car parts you expect you'll need may help avoid future price surge. There's even more reason to buy now if you want to buy electric. New electric vehicles, EVs, are eligible for a tax credit worth up to $7,500 and up to $4,000 for used ones under the aforementioned Inflation Reduction Act from the Biden administration. Again, that benefit could disappear under Trump. Tax credits and tax incentives are not generally a very good thing, Trump told Reuters during his presidential campaign when asked about the EV credit. Tequila? Some imported liquor prices could also change if tariffs are imposed, particularly if domestic consumers are willing to pay up for their favorite imported brands, Haefele said. David Ortega, a food economist and professor at Michigan State University, shared a little more about how the tariffs could impact prices of imported food, especially those from Mexico. For groceries, the effect will depend on whether key agricultural imports are targeted, he told HuffPost. If tariffs are placed on fresh produce from Mexico, we might see higher prices for staples like tomatoes, avocados, and peppers, since Mexico supplies a large portion of these goods, especially during the off-season in the U.S. Still, the best way to prepare for tariffs is to start budgeting. Needless to say, it's important to make purchases responsibly to avoid unnecessary debt, as high interest rates can outweigh potential savings. Also, keep in mind that diversifying where you shop and supporting local producers where possible can help offset some of the burden, Lupo said. Another way to ride out any potential Trump-inspired price hikes? Try to prioritize saving in the new year, even if just a small amount every pay cycle. If we think the researchers are correct in their estimates of how the tariffs will impact Americans, I'd say you'll want to set aside an additional $2,000 at minimum for increased costs. That's about $170 per month, she said. Instead of stressing too much about these changes and stockpiling goods, it's probably smarter to start budgeting more effectively, too said. Track your spending and identify areas where you can cut back if necessary. Maybe for you that means looking for deals, using coupons, considering buying in bulk to save money on groceries and other essentials, or buying secondhand. You want to try and shop smarter, not harder. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Listener Beware with Francis at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, we've learned about Amazon Prime membership problems and what to buy before the tariffs begin. Coming up, we'll hear about porch pirates, dark AI marketing, and catching return fraud. From NPR, 'tis the season for porch pirates. Here are some tips to help protect your items. By Chandelus Duster, December 3rd, 2024. As the holiday season brings the joy of giving, it also brings thieves looking to steal your gifts. More than 120 million packages were stolen across the U.S. in 2023, according to an analysis by Safewise, a safety and security research group. Local officials and retailers are warning Americans to remain vigilant so they will not be a victim of a porch pirate, someone who steals packages from a person's home. Some states, including Florida, have implemented harsher penalties for those found criminally liable for porch piracy and package theft, and a bipartisan bill was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives over the summer that, if enacted, would allow federal penalties for postal mail theft to be applied to package theft delivered by private carriers like Amazon. Here are some steps you can take to protect your packages this season and what to do if your package is stolen. Be cautious when ordering popular brands and see if you can have brand items shipped in packaging that hides the label. Amazon, for example, has an option that allows customers to ship some items in packaging that places their package inside a regular box. Package theft isn't often a crime of opportunity, and thieves look for packages left in the open where people walk or drive, said Ben Stickle, a Criminal Justice Administration professor at Middle Tennessee State University. Brands on boxes make targets more tempting as it provides clues to what could be inside, according to Stickle, who is also a former police officer. Also, lithium-ion batteries require a large shipping label, for safety reasons, that lets thieves know there is likely a valuable electronic item inside. Some of the most common items that thieves like to steal are electronics, shoes, and other expensive items, he said. The majority of packages stolen in 2023 were delivered by Amazon and the U.S. Postal Service, according to Safewise. There are several steps you can take to limit the chances of your package being stolen, such as having it delivered to a neighbor or family member who is home, Stickle said. You can also let delivery drivers know ahead of time where to leave your package. Amazon recommends customers give a specific location to deliver the package, one where it can be hidden from view. Security experts say that having a doorbell camera or video surveillance system that records a thief in real time can help deter thieves. They can also make it easier for law enforcement to identify them and hopefully lead to an arrest. Motion sensors that trigger lights when someone steps onto your property and visible security cameras can also help deter thieves. Additional steps you can take according to Stickel and others include requiring a signature when your package is delivered or having your items shipped to an alternate location, like your job, a parcel locker, or store. You can also have your packages held with the delivery carrier and scheduled for delivery when you know you'll be home. Using a porch pirate bag, a large container often with a lock in which your package can be placed inside, is another option, says home security company ADT. Another option is to let Amazon deliver your package directly inside your garage, a service available to Prime subscribers in select locations. You may also be able to have your package insured. If you catch someone in the act of stealing your package, yelling or telling them to stop, whether in person or through a doorbell camera, may stop them, Stickel says. However, he warned, do not get physically involved. Call the police with details, Stickel said. If you are not home when your package is stolen, file a police report and report the package stolen to the carrier as well as the vendor. And while some people may try to trick a porch pirate to catch them, remember, the main goal is to make sure that the items you order actually make it inside your home, ADT said. And now from FastCompany.com, November 30th, 2024. What you need to know about the dark side of AI marketing. The prevalence of AI-powered beauty filters on social media, for instance, can foster unrealistic ideals and trigger depression. Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the way companies market their products, enabling them to target consumers in personalized and interactive ways that not long ago seemed like the realm of science fiction. Marketers use AI-powered algorithms to scour vast amounts of data that reveals individual preferences with unrivaled accuracy. This allows companies to precisely target content, ads, emails, social media posts that feels tailor-made and helps cultivate companies' relationships with consumers. As a researcher who studies technology and marketing, I joined several colleagues in conducting new research that shows AI marketing overwhelmingly neglects its potential negative consequences. Our peer-reviewed study reviewed 290 articles that had been published over the past 10 years from 15 high-ranking marketing journals. We found that only 33 of them addressed potential dark side of AI marketing. This matters because the imbalance creates a critical gap in understanding the full impact of AI. AI marketing can perpetuate harmful stereotypes, such as producing hypersexualized depictions of women, for example. AI can also infringe on the individual rights of artists, and it can spread misinformation through deep fakes and, quote, hallucinations, which occur when AI presents false information as if it were true, such as inventing historical events. It can also negatively affect mental health. The prevalence of AI-powered beauty filters on social media, for instance, can foster unrealistic ideals and trigger depression. These concerns loom large, prompting anxiety about the potential misuse of this powerful technology. Many people experience these worries, but young women are notably vulnerable. As AI apps gain acceptance, beauty standards are moving further from reality. Our research finds there is an urgent need to address AI's ethical considerations and potential negative consequences. Our intent is not to discredit AI. It's to make sure that AI marketing benefits everyone, not just a handful of powerful companies. I believe researchers should consider exploring the ethical problems with AI more thoroughly and how to use it safely and responsibly. This is important because AI is suddenly being used everywhere, from social media to self-driving cars to making health decisions. Understanding its potential negative effects empowers the public to be informed consumers and call for responsible AI use. And that concludes our Listener Beware program for today. I hope you found this helpful. This is Frances at SunSounds. Have a great rest of your day. If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. Also, you can now listen to SunSounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.